This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly tradition. It's the Talk Radio Review with Talk Radio broadcasters, including Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, which for those of you who need a translation, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, a morning program heard around the country on lots of radio stations. Rachel McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, a victim or a veteran.
A victim.
Well, the bees, you know. A veteran of the talk radio wars and a good programmer when it comes to understanding what good talk is all about. Joe Crummy is here, who does a daily podcast called Evil Thoughts. And I noticed that God hates evil thoughts, so I hope you're prepared to go to hell when it's all over.
Thank you.
Okay. Where's the microphone? Are you on a microphone that works? I'm thinking.
Yes, why? What are you hearing right now?
I'm not hearing a microphone that works, so we'll figure that out. Meanwhile, let's go while the technologists are fiddling with Joe's microphone, the top 10 stories of the week. And if we have time, we get to the people. We always seem to, Richie teases me because we spend a lot of time on some of the moderately important stories. He says, well, 5 minutes are left. We'll talk about Trump.
60 seconds for number
60
one.
60 seconds. Well, because it's redundant, sort of the same things every week. Blah, blah. Although this week a little different because of the Comey book. I'm giving you a little hint as to what number one is. Number 10, sports talk radio, the world of sports, and where we go with the NBA season. It's way too long, isn't it? Playoffs in the NBA. Hasn't there been some complaining this week from the world of baseball from certain players who don't want to play as much? They're complaining.
Well, they want to make the season shorter and start later because there have been games that have been canceled because of snow and freezing rain. The players have had to play in. It's been brutal. So I don't think that's a bad idea. You can do spring training, but then maybe start the season in May.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, just play all the games south of the Mason-Dixon line or something.
April is okay, but March was a little much.
So you're talking about shortening the season because
you
can't push it past. It's already going into November.
Yeah. No, you make a few. What is
the World Series?
Yeah, the World Series while we're Christmas shopping.
Yeah, right?
Hooray! All right, let's get to number 9 this week. I'm going to move a little faster, Richie.
Thank you.
To acknowledge that we have some time for the top couple.
Chug a lug, buddy.
Diaz taking over. Is it Diaz Canal? How do we pronounce this guy's name? Who's replacing Castro in Cuba?
You just number, did it.
I don't know. I'd say
is that Diaz Canal? Okay. Does anybody really care? Anybody really know what time it is?
No, but you know what I found out? He has like he's going to be in there until 2031. So he's got a long time.
How'd you figure that out?
Guy read the story.
Well, what happens if he dies?
He's got a long term
between now and then. He might get sick.
Oh, well, if you're planning on shooting him, just let me know.
I'm tired of us not doing business with Cuba and listening to these fools in Washington who say, oh, we can't do business with them because they're commies and they're too close to us.
Hey, Doug.
I mean, I actually
they use some silent killing technique to start taking out our State Department.
They can use silent killing techniques in Beirut and in Moscow. What's the difference?
Actively trying to kill our State Department employees there with some weird voodoo, and you're like, let's buy bananas from them.
Look, I think the best thing for Cuba is for the United States to attack and put boots on the ground. And the way we attack is with cruise ships. And that's how we ought to do
and
it.
And we take them over there to 51st state.
That's exactly what
I say. We just open the gates at Gitmo and let everybody out.
Yeah. Don't give them a boat. They have to swim back to shore 90 miles. All right. So that's number 9. Number 8, the passing of Barbara Bush. Wonderful tributes, except from that clown. But that guy I was talking about, I think it was yesterday or the day before when Barbara Bush died,
I don't remember his name.
Tenured professor out in actually here in California, not talking about her, that would be Rhonda Girard. Her?
What'd she say?
The one that
she's glad
that said Barbara Bush was a racist and evil and bad.
Where do these people come from? What does she use as backup?
They come from California.
Yeah.
Well, that's because Barbara Bush, after Hurricane Katrina, said something about the New Orleans Superdome, whatever it's called. And she said, you know what, a lot of these people that come from disadvantaged backgrounds, she said, so it's a good thing for them to be, I guess, in the Superdome.
You know what?
You know,
if we are held accountable for every single thing that any of us ever say, you will be, all of you, you'll be sent straight to hell.
I'm done, man. Every stupid stuff has come out of my mouth.
I will attest to that.
Yeah. You're usually the cause of it.
Really? Oh, I see. Okay. That other clown said that she was so alcohol laden that if she cremated her, she burned for three days.
That's right.
All right, number seven. The Southwest Airlines plane. Now, I can go on this one for a while, so maybe we'll take a...
Haven't you gotten that out of your system now, all week?
Well,
you know what? That's an amazing story. Listen to the audio of that pilot and how calm and...
That is cool,
It was like she was ordering a sandwich at a deli counter. It was amazing how composed she was. And then the air traffic controller's like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Somebody went out the window?
Yeah.
That's probably not something he hears every day.
Well, I went go ahead, Joe.
You know, I was talking about this yesterday on the Evil Thoughts podcast. That what I thought was interesting about the story, and everything you guys have said is right on the money, but was the guy, Marty Martinez, who thought he was going to die, what's the first thing he did?
Help somebody else.
No,
I think somebody was trying to buy Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you're right. No, right.
You mean exactly like while they were on the plane or after it was all
right? Over. Exactly. No, when the thing went down on the plane, we were playing this audio on the podcast. The first thing he did is he went to Facebook.
Yeah.
And what I've been talking about for months on the show, I said this is becoming a utility. When you think about that, if you're going to die, he was thinking, who do I talk to? Who am I going to talk to?
Everybody.
My parents. Right. Right. He goes to Facebook. That's exactly right.
Yeah. It becomes a bit nonsensical. But the story here, there are two stories. One of them, well, actually three. The pilot, one of the first women to fly fighter jets. She knew her stuff, knows how to fly, is the hero. That plane could have gone down like a rock if somebody didn't really know how to control it on one engine, especially with the air pressure gonzo at 32,000 feet. You can't imagine how hard it is to control the plane like that. This is a 24 tons of steel like a rock at 32,000 feet with one engine. They are trained how to get them down if there is a problem like that, but it doesn't happen, thankfully, very frequently. It hasn't happened. Actually, something like this has not happened since the United DC-10 went down in the Sioux City cornfield back in the late 70s. So it was early, it's been there somewhere. And so these planes, this is a safe engine, this is a safe airline, air travel is safe. Yeah, the news media will make a big to-do out of it, and the lawyers are coming out of the woodwork to sue Southwest, and that'll happen. All of that stuff is going to happen. It is not likely to happen to the plane that you're on. It just isn't. It's one of those things that rarely happens. There's a little hairline crack in those fans, and the fan then blows out, and it takes the engine with it. And those things, there's so much energy, literally, in those engines. They're working so hard and fast. There's so much torque there that the fact that it blew the side of the engine out into the... I'm surprised it didn't blow the engine off, the wing off, because that's how much power those things have.
Well, and I'm also surprised there was only one window.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you think about, with all the shrapnel, that engine looked like it was shredded when you saw the plane.
Yeah, and the bodies of
those
things are basically just aluminum.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
But it's kind of a miracle. It was only one window. Unfortunately, the poor woman lost her life, but that could have just been so much worse.
CNN is reporting it's Trump's fault because Stormy Daniels distracted the airline mechanic that was supposed to check that prop.
Ah, okay, yeah. That makes good sense. 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup with Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen. I've been on the radio for a long time.
A long time.
And even though you can't see
like
me.
Like Jesus used to listen to him.
Long time ago. And the disciples. They're all disciples of mine after Jesus took his hike. Anyway, so having been around for that long, you might be interested to know how I keep my white smile. Jesus actually used this stuff as well. This will be blasphemous, I'm sure.
Oh, right. Man, I can see the letters starting to be written already.
For those of you, I wonder if Jesus drank wine. He must have, right? Wine stained your teeth.
He was kind of famous for that, you know, water into wine thing.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the kind of friend you want. You know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
He is. And he didn't use whitening strips to keep his teeth clean. But I'm sure, had he known about power swabs, he would have used them.
Wow.
The five-minute solution to a bright white smile, power swabs. Works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Rich, you remember we used to talk about this? We had them as advertising maybe 10 years or so ago. Yep. And we all talked about how people use these trays. You stick them in your mouth for half an hour, and the way it tastes in your mouth, ugh. You don't have to do any of that anymore with power swabs. Clinically studied and tested, patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent lightens up those teeth of yours in 5 minutes. So, Joe, lighten up. Call 800-208-1797 for power swabs. They will work on your teeth. Natural teeth, caps, veneers, doesn't make any difference. Try power swabs, 800-208-1797. Mention Doug Steffen. You get 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797.
In today's automotive news, technology is exploding in new cars. Toyota have started adding SafetySense 2.0 into their vehicles. The new 2019 Corolla hatchback has a pre-collision warning system with full brake if the driver should not respond to avoid an object in their vehicle's path. But it comes with cyclist detection and pedestrian detection in low light, which are features that are attracting a lot of customers. The new Corolla hatchback also comes with intelligent manual transmission that helps you not stall your vehicle while pulling away from a stop sign. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
One of the stories that's off the top 10, this would be number 11 this week if we had a number 11, the two deputies that were shot in a Chinese restaurant in Florida this past week. Gunman walked up to the restaurant, shot the two. One of them was Sergeant Noel Ramirez, the other Deputy Taylor Lindsay. Nobody knows why this guy shot him, but he went outside and he shot himself. So this is another, the war on the police, when you figure out what goes. This is a tough business, there's no question about that. And these cowards that walk up to him like this and blast him, these guys both had kids and been married, you know, that kind of stuff. Good God. All right, so that's a sort of below-the-belt story at 21 after the hour on this week's Countdown Review.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
A review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden. Listener Tony Welker, who's in Brownwood, Texas. Rich, you remember all the times I used to go down there?
Love Brownwood, Texas.
Help them out. Says yep. That there's a religious order in his community called First Stone Ministries, a headquarter. They have a church there and in Oklahoma City and some other places. And he says that the source of evil thoughts are people who misinterpret the Bible, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So that must be your problem, Joe. Got it?
Is he calling Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John out personally?
Apparently, yes, right.
No, people who misunderstand.
Who misunderstand.
Right.
Who have evil thoughts.
Right.
That's.
Oh, I thought he was down on some guy named Matthew and another guy named Mark.
You don't know the Old
Testament. I thought that would be quite a coincidence.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Yeah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, no matter what your religion, you should know the Old Testament. Don't you know the Old Testament?
Well, I wrote a book about it, so I will stand up and say yes. I was kind of kidding, but seriously.
25 past the hour. All right, so Victoria.
Yes.
In Philadelphia, there was a couple of problems at a Starbucks, which led to the chain offering some kind of sensitivity training for, what, 8,000 employees?
8,000 stores.
Stores.
Are closing.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
8,000
stores.
178,000. They have 178,000 employees. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to do some sensitivity training.
Is that doing any good, really? Honestly, come on.
I don't know.
Their guilty image. They feel so guilty.
Yeah, but what good does it do the employees? That's what I want to know. Anybody ever take any of that sensitivity training? Richie tried to get me to take it a number of years ago, and I didn't. But I see.
Yeah, I've been part of it.
You're not sensitive. You're
right.
Yeah. But, well, I think in this case, though.
You don't have the sensitivo gene. You don't have it, so.
Yeah, I think in this case with Starbucks, it is obviously a lot about PR, and it looks good that they're shutting down business, they're closing profits, you know, for the day, to address these issues. The manager was way out of line. He was either fired or he quit. I don't know. He's no longer there. So, but Starbucks had
a couple of black guys go to the bathroom because they didn't pay, right? But they let a couple of white guys go to the bathroom. They hadn't paid.
Yeah, he told them that it was for paying customers only, the bathroom, and then they saw a white guy ask the same question, and he was given the bathroom key or something. So it was just blatant profiling, and so they do have an issue with that.
So the white guy he didn't pay for anything either?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe the white guy, though, is a total, you know, a daily customer.
The manager's a moron. He handled it extremely poorly,
and
he is wrong. He should be fired. He should be let go. He should quit. But why make 8,000 stores employees do... That's a hell of a PR trick to try and dig yourself out of. I mean, to punish all the rest of the employees for one bad employee?
Well, they're still getting paid. It's not like they're losing money.
Can we go to one of those sensitivity training sessions? That's like punishment.
Yeah, that's punishment. That's prison, man. Yeah. That's prison for a day.
Yeah.
Come spoken on. Like two guys who are really sensitive, new-age guys.
I'm man enough to know that if I make a mistake like that manager did, I would take the heat for it. Mm-hmm. I would take the blame for it.
Yeah, you would.
But you know what? I wouldn't expect all of you. I wouldn't expect Joe to have to go take a class because I'm stupid and made a mistake.
Yeah, but Joe, just on general principles.
But they've had a number of issues that were very similar, so I think it's just about time that they circle the wagons and come up with a company policy.
You send a memo to every manager in the country, and you say, starting right now, here is the philosophy of our company. Here is how you handle it. Anybody who doesn't handle it like this is fired.
Right.
Done.
End of story.
Right, but I mean the policy of saying to somebody, unless you order something, you can't use the bathroom. I'm okay with that. I guess what the issue was, they allowed one guy to use
They didn't.
That was the issue. Yep, you got it, Joe. You finally got it. 28 past the hour. Up next, North Korea talks on the Countdown Show. 28 past the hour.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy tenders $20 fill-up from KFC contains 12 extra crispy chicken tenders, 4 dipping sauces, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. And now that'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's at 34 after the hour. You're listening to the weekly talk radio review, reviewing information that comes from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week they put together a list of stories and people that are big in the conversational circles of news talk radio. So maybe before we're doing much better than we usually do, thanks to me being admonished by Mr. McFadden, Mr. Crummy, and Ms. Keelan, we're here to sort of pick apart these stories. Normally, I have a hard time getting beyond number five by the time we get to 40 past the hour. So this week, we're right on it, Richie.
Congratulations, sir. You're doing a heck of a
number.
Brownie.
Number
one small step.
Yeah, yeah. Number 10 on the people list is Miguel Diaz-Canel, who's the new takeover artist in Cuba. Barbara Bush, number 9. Mike Pompeo is number 8. Jerry Brown is 7. Nikki Haley, 6. Mitch McConnell, 5. Michael Cohen and Sean Hannity tied at 4. Mueller at 3. Comey at 2 and Trump at 1. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the North Korea talks. The fact that there was an envoy, Mike Pope, is it, it's Pompeo, right?
Not Pompeo.
Pompeo. Who went, he's going to be the new Secretary of State. He's gone over to North Korea to talk to Kim Jong-un about what actually will be discussed. And I think Trump said if they weren't substantive, he's going to get up and leave, basically, yeah. When they have the talk somewhere in Europe, sometime in the next month or so, it appears. All right, so anybody got any thoughts, comments, suggestions? What do we tell, if we're talking to Donald Trump, any of us have Donald Trump's ear, what do we tell him about how to handle this situation in North Korea?
I tell him you walk up to Kim Jong-un and say the screws are going to be put to you until we actually see proof that you are denuclearizing your country.
Want to say that again, George Bush?
Yes. Nuclearizing your country.
Okay.
Take a denuke.
Do you really, do you really trust Kim Jong Ding Dong to pull the plugs on all this stuff? Or do you think he's making a play and we have
the comparison
like
has been made with Iran and what happened or didn't happen there. The fact that we have the ability with all kinds of tools to know what's going on in either of these countries or anywhere else. So whether you believe them or you don't believe them, it doesn't make a difference in this day and age.
Who, am I the only one?
What I would say, I'll tell you what I would say.
I think
say.
You take
I'll
a shot at it.
All right, I would say this to the president. I, you know, besides, you know, go get him, Mr. President, and all that. I would say, don't let your need for a deal here before the 2018 election make your knees weak with this guy. Right? Don't be afraid to walk out. I know you want this for the midterms because if you get this, you're golden. He knows it too, Mr. President. I know you know. Trump already knows this, though. Anyway, so I would say, don't be too anxious to make that deal because if Trump does make a deal before the midterms, I mean, he's you know, it's a big deal. It's a big feather in his cap. So I would say don't be too anxious to make this deal. But I think the president's cool. Even if he walks out of the meeting, that's still cool, too. That's a great negotiating tactic because it happened years before. I remember with Reagan and what's-his-face, and I was really bummed out. But it's really a good negotiating tactic.
Never worked for me when I was married.
Months. You know.
Am I the only one who thinks that this is just a terrible idea that he's even meeting with him at all? Because I think this is rewarding bad behavior, and you don't do that with children. You don't do it with dogs. I think it's a disgrace to even give this guy an audience with the President of the United States. I am 100%
against this. Right. Well, if my dog had, I'll tell you this. No, you're right. If my dog had nukes, though,
you can send other people, but you don't get the President's ear, and you don't get him face to face. And I like the fact that Obama had that. He had that same policy. No, you're not going to get you're not going to get a visit with the most powerful man on the planet. No,
behavior. I get that.
You scream on Twitter. You threaten people. You send missiles out, and now you get a lunch with Donald Trump. No, I'm totally against it.
Go Victoria.
Well, I'll tell you, it hasn't worked though. That's the whole thing. None of that has worked, and.
But how has it not worked though? How has it not worked?
Well, because he's launching missiles. He's launching missiles with miniaturized nukes on them,
He says that.
I don't know.
No, I think that I think it's pretty clear that he's launching missiles. I think we can believe that, and it's pretty clear that he's got nuclear bombs.
So then we strike back militarily, and we don't.
Wait a minute.
What happened to Victoria Keelan?
What do you mean?
Who took her?
Oh, you think I'm all peace, love, and kumbaya? No.
No, you're not.
I know what you're saying. No, this is not a Coachella Birkenstock moment. This is, I'm dead serious. I think it's a disgrace
that
he gets an audience with the President of the United States.
And I think we ought to try something different. A military thing is never going to work. Seoul is way too close to the border. Nobody wants that. It's a lose-lose military conflict.
Wow,
Ignoring him doesn't work. Military conflict does not make any sense. I disagree respectfully, Victoria, but I think they ought to meet and talk. Why not?
The only person who's going to come out of this looking better is Kim Jong Ding Dong. He's the only one who's going to benefit from this. He's going to have the photo op. He's going going to be, he's going to look like a hero to his own people. But what's the But what's the point then?
Because
Donald Trump is going to have, he's going to say the same thing he always says. We had a great meeting. It was wonderful. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing's going to get accomplished. Except we look like, if you act badly, you'll get the attention of the President of the United States.
Well, the thing is, though, he does have the program already in place, and the, ignoring him hasn't worked at all. What he wants, I think, he feels threatened by the United States. That's what's bothering him.
So we're kowtowing to him now?
I think this is all Trump's nonsense.
We're not kowtowing to him. We're just meeting with
him. I think we are.
Nonsense talk. You don't know. You haven't got any more idea what's in Kim Jong-un's mind than I do. And you never know anybody until you actually, okay, what do you mean by those words? And tell us what you mean. You, all these interpreters, you sound like some guy who's on Fox or MSNBC that talks like he's got a paper butt. That, oh, this is what he means by that. So how the hell do you know what he means? I don't think any of us know what he means. But to put, I'm thinking, I hadn't thought about this before, the way Victoria put it, but I do think that she has something here. Why should we lend the credibility of our entire country and wrap around this little jerk? It is, you know, okay, behave yourself or we're going to shoot you. That's probably the best diplomacy that there is. We're going to cut you off. You're going to have to pay. Stop with this stuff.
This is a guy who fed his own uncle to a pack of wild dogs and then shoots his own lieutenants with a rocket. Do you think this guy woke up one morning and had a change of heart and now he wants to play nice with the United States and with everyone else? This is a psychopath. Why are we meeting and entertaining a psychopath?
Some people say there's two psychopaths meeting at the same
time. Or the players on this program right now, all of us talking, do we seem to have switched places? Back when Obama was president, would Joe and I have been taking the position, don't talk to him, and Victoria taking the position, diplomacy is the only way to go, get a conversation if you can? Does it seem reversed right now to you?
I think that happens on a lot of the issues, but I just don't think the policy of the United States has worked, regardless of whether it was George Bush doing it.
So here's another item from North Korea. The North Koreans have been promising students as young as 11 years old they will have a wonderful life, they will go to special schools, they will be the favored in a nation with people who are not that well educated if they agree to be taught how to hack, or learn how to hack, or how to develop computer viruses. You'll be rewarded by the government of North Korea for being able to do that.
Right. So let's have a meeting with the President of the United States. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'd put that on the list. I would go, hey, Rocket Man.
Right. Oh, the list. The list. Like, it's going to matter.
Meanwhile, nobody's educated.
You guys are just naive if you think anything is going to come from this except a photo op. This is ridiculous.
Really? You know what? See, that's interesting. How much? Oh, let's save the tape on this.
Oh, because like Kim Jong Ding Dong is just going to roll over and just say, oh, you know what? You're right, Mr. President. Now that I've met you in person, I really like you a lot and I love the United States. So we're not going to hack and we're not going to teach our children to be raised as hackers.
But what if you send Pompeo back over there and you say, listen, you take one step, we'll take one step. You start pulling the nukes apart and then maybe we'll think about.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. You can dangle the carrot, but, you know, don't send Carrot Top over there. You know, I just don't agree with that.
How about Rod? Wait, you talking about Rodman?
No, I'm just talking about Trump and the orange hair.
Oh, Carrot Top. Okay. What's Rodman's hair color these days? Isn't it orange?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman is the best.
What day is it?
It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. If you're writing checks every month for a timeshare that you don't like, you're kind of silly because you don't have to do that anymore. If you want to buy a new car, you can't do it because you're paying for your timeshare. Here's a way to buy a new car. Go to Resort Release. They're not going to buy the new car for you, but they're going to free up the money you're paying for your timeshare by getting you out of the deal that you don't want to be in anymore. They specialize in getting people out of timeshare nightmare deals. Resort Release, 888-277-7245. They have the know-how. They can permanently get you out, legally terminate your timeshare as easy as 1, 2, 3. Resort Release. They'll work with the owners, get you out, or you don't have to pay. 888-277-7245. It's a pretty good deal. You don't get out of the contract, you don't pay him anything. Nothing. Period. 888-277-7245. So let's make sure, if this is on your mind, that you take care of it and put your mind at ease. Use Resort Release to get out of your timeshare. 888-277-7245.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter when we are talking about your brain and memory. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you were repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys.
All right, so we'll wrap this up and roll it all into discussion of Mr. Comey and Mr. Trump and what's it all about, Alfie. I thought it was interesting that Comey is going to speak at Amazon headquarters on Monday. He's going to be on a lot of radio shows now. He's doing radio and television to promote his book, which is selling pretty well. I don't know, where is it on the list, though? Victoria, do you know on the New York Times bestseller?
I don't know, but I know
number one this week.
It's up there, and it's selling a lot more than they anticipated it would.
Really?
So they had a lot of
publishers, or who?
Yeah, my friend is actually one of the publishers, and they've had this in the works for over a year, and he said that it's just the pre-sale numbers blew them away, and then they had to do another quick reprint. So it's amazing to me that this has been more of an interest to people than the Fire and Fury book, which was supposed to be a lot more salacious.
Yeah.
So, but hey, you know, good for the publishers.
What's funny is that the left doesn't like him, the right doesn't like him, yet he's selling books.
Right.
Yeah, somebody's reading him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so there you go. What does a guy like that do? Now that he's out, is he become a consultant? If nobody likes him on either side, who's he going to consult?
Well, probably do the speaking tour for a bit, right?
But if nobody likes him, who's going to go see him? Who's going to pay to see him talk?
The same people who bought the book that don't like him.
Yeah, right. Look at all the people
exactly
who are buying the book.
Makes sense of that.
Oh, my God. It's really amazing. What America.
I think he should join the priesthood. I think that's what he should do. Comey's
in the neighbor, after having four kids. And his wife, who all voted for Hillary. He says,
well, he feels so guilty.
He went into Meghan McCain got into it on The View, and he said he used to be a good Republican. He sort of said the same things I've said. I used to be a good Republican before there was no need for good Republicans anymore, because most of them are all bad, like you, Joe. Joe Crummy.
I'm not a Republican.
Thank you. Congratulations. Victoria Keelan, she's not either. Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Child Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Past the hour, another milestone in the week is our tradition at the weekend to go through the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria and her research. So Victoria Keelan will start with number five, work to number one, and get going with T-Mobile. T-Mobile.
Yes.
Those of you who are T-Mobile listeners, users rather, listen up.
Yep, T-Mobile has agreed to pay a $40 million fine over accusations that they tried to cover up poor cell service in rural areas, and they were using something called false rings. So the FCC had been investigating them apparently for since, I guess, 2013, and I'm not sure how exactly they figured this out, but people who are in a rural area, if you have T-Mobile and no one calls you, the reason is the service was lying to you, saying that, oh, yeah, you have service, but you really didn't. And when people called you, it didn't go right to voicemail. It actually would ring. But it's a false ring on the other side. So your phone never really rang, but the people calling you believed that you were ignoring them. So essentially, that's what a false ring is. And so I'm not sure how they got busted, but they got busted pretty big for $40 million in fines. Wow. To the FCC. Unfortunately, though, this looks like this money is going straight to the government and not actually to any of the people who have T-Mobile, so probably look for a class action lawsuit if you have T-Mobile. You might be able to join in on that.
Lovely. Number four on our way to number one. Look out for the Russians again.
Again, yeah. The Russian hackers are trying to gain access to the devices that control the flow of internet traffic, which is the warning that came from a joint statement from the U.S. and the U.K. It's the first time that the U.S. and U.K. governments have teamed up to put out an alert. And this is not just in the U.S. This is a global alert. They say that their Russian hackers are targeting routers and personal devices. So your at-home router, if you're using Wi-Fi in an airport, which is never a good idea, never use public Wi-Fi. Yeah. I wouldn't even trust it at Starbucks or any other place. And as far as for your home router, make sure you actually have a real secure password. No more password 1234, and it needs to be a real one.
Come on. People still do that? I suppose they still do that. Yeah.
Yes, everybody still does. A lot of people still do that.
Not me. I do 2468. Who do you appreciate?
I guarantee you don't know the password for your router.
You guarantee you're right. Number three this week is a week. It'd be a bad week if we didn't have something about Uber.
But this is actually really has been good for Uber this week. They're tightening the background checks for their drivers, and they're adding a yearly screening. In the past, they didn't have a solid policy beyond getting hired. So when you get hired to be an Uber driver, they run a background check. They check for felonies and convictions and things like that. But after that, you could kind of do whatever you wanted, and they never redid any of the screenings. Now they're going to start doing it randomly every year. And they said they're not going to charge the drivers for it. Uber will incur the cost. And they're also beefing up their the security for female passengers. They've had a lot of issues with sexual assault with the drivers. So now on the app, they're going to be adding a 911 feature. So right through the app, you'll be able to call the police if something happens, and they'll be able to track your whereabouts right through the app, which is also great.
All right. Number two on the hit parade this week, a Windows 10 update. You are optimistic. I might be able to actually use this on my computers.
Yes. Microsoft was planning to launch their next big update, which was Windows 10. It's been codenamed Redstone 4. They did have to pull this update, though. This was supposed to be out this week, and they found a last-minute bug. And so that's delaying the release of the update until May. But people are optimistic that this will be a really good update. So if you've been hanging in there with, like, Microsoft 7, like you have, Doug, you might want to make the jump up to Microsoft 10.
Yes. All right, I might do that. Talk to Vinny, my specialist in getting technology done. Big Vin. Number one, speaking of big things, Big Vin. Number one of the top five tech stories this week. If we don't have a story about Amazon and one of the, either Lyft or Uber, we got a bad week. So Amazon caps the top five.
This was a very unexpected announcement that came midweek. Amazon and Best Buy have teamed up to sell smart TVs in Best Buy stores that run Amazon's Fire TV operating system. The other interesting thing is Best Buy up until now was not allowed to sell anything on Amazon. So this is really interesting that they now are partners, and now you can buy things on Amazon from Best Buy. So this is good news for in-store visits for Best Buy, as well as now their online commerce has increased because the 100 million Prime users, which also was announced this week, can now buy things online through Amazon from Best Buy. So it's going to be big for the holiday shopping season.
Website of the week, WeTip.com. WeTip.com. You can report a crime at WeTip.com. 59 past.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.